This past week, I saw sin rear its ugly head in so many persons who were around me. And their sin was expressed in words and also in action. And then someone asked me a question later on about some things that were happening. And I said, the reason why all of this is happening, it's because of sin. So here we have come to this, the second Sunday of Advent. And we always hear from John the Baptist. And so it's very interesting that as we begin the Gospel of Mark, we hear the words, the beginning of the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is the beginning of that Gospel? It was a call to repentance. Because believe it or not, my sisters and brothers, we can have no part in the good news unless we first come and do as we see with the people of John the Baptist. They went to him to be baptized, and what were they doing? They were acknowledging their sins. They were acknowledging their sins. Notice it didn't say they were expressing their sins, but that they were acknowledging their sins. And isn't it interesting that at every Mass, we always acknowledge our sins before we can enter fully into the celebration? So we talk about the fact that we have sinned in thought, in word, in actions, and in things that we have failed to do. So we, in acknowledgement of our sinfulness, we're saying, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And I know that sometimes people who are priests, they probably feel that they can preach until they're blue in the face and that people are not hearing what they're saying, because people continue to do the same things, to say the same things over and over and over again. And yet, you know, we never fail to say to a priest, well, not everybody, because some people may not like it, you know, but when the priest is standing at the back, people love to say, good homily, Father, even if they were sleeping during the homily. So I don't want people to say, good homily. I want them to hear the words of the homily and to act on them. To act on them, and what the action is, that people will repent. So this is part of what Advent is about. So we need to acknowledge our sinfulness. We need to become very honest. Because although we hear these words, as soon as we leave here, we forget them and we go back to our old way of life. And therefore, my sisters and brothers, we may ask ourselves, why is it that all of this is happening? And we heard in our second reading that God is patient. God is patient and He is waiting on us. He's waiting on us so that we may repent. Because what He wants to do is that He wants us to enjoy the fruits of the gospel. And the fruits of the gospel would be that we would find a place in God's kingdom. And therefore, you can consider this homily today as a call to you to repent. Change your way of life. Examine your relationship with God. Examine your relationship with your sisters and brothers, and examine your relationship with yourself. Look at that. Acknowledge it and make a decision to change. Because that change comes about with the help of the Holy Spirit. And that's what God wants. That's why we heard the words, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Because God wants to comfort us. God wants us to hear the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, whether it is the prophet Isaiah, or the prophet John the Baptist, or the priest Anthony. He wants us to hear the voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord in your hearts. Prepare that way. So he wants us, yes, to be comforted. And then when we are comforted, when we make our repentance, it is then and only then that we will see the glory of the Lord that shall be revealed. Only then. So let us prepare ourselves to see the glory of the Lord that will be revealed. Because the glory of the Lord will lead to our salvation.